As national and state leaders struggle to get COVID-19 under control, minority groups are at a higher risk for the virus. And that includes Indianapolis's Burmese refugees, a tight-knit community. As Side Effects reporter Carter Barrett reports, getting them accurate information about the virus has been a challenge.
Drive along the neighborhoods in Indianapolis's south side, and it's hard to miss the international grocery stores, Burmese restaurants, and Chin Christian churches. The city is home to over 15,000 Burmese refugees. On the south side, most of them are Chin, an ethnic group that fled religious persecution in the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar.
It is a very close and, you know, tight-knit community.
This is Juno Siang. He's Chin Burmese and works in public health for Franciscan Health, a hospital network. He says it's difficult to know how bad COVID-19 is in the community.
It is kind of like a regardless, almost like a taboo to talk about.
Kate Hill Johnson is Administrative Director of Community Health Improvement for Franciscan Health. She says rising case counts could be due to more testing, but it's difficult to know for sure.
You know, is there an uptick? It kind of sounds like it based on stories that are going through the communities. Do I have hard data on that? No.
Hill Johnson says Burmese refugees often avoid going to the doctor unless it's absolutely necessary.
I think we all kind of were carrying this. It's not a matter of if, but when, and how significant does it become given these cultural challenges to treating something like a pandemic.
And one of the biggest challenges to providing accurate information about COVID-19, not everyone is fluent in English, and people are struggling to make sense of the pandemic through traditional media. In Indianapolis, there are multiple dialects of Burmese and Hakka Chin, a regional language, and concepts like social distancing, which were new for most Americans in March, can be lost in translation. Here's Siang again.
The real problem lies in that most of the community members are like farmers and very, very remote area upbringing. So they are not even literate in our own language.
For a long time, churches have served as a mainstay of information in the Burmese community. And with some services moving online, it presents a challenge for people without internet or tech skills.
Everything in the community is like a really, really kind of like based on gossip and rumors currently, a lot of unnecessary fear spreading around the community.
In June, the Marin County Public Health Department told Side Effects there was a COVID-19 outbreak in the city's Burmese community. A few weeks later, they walked the statement back, saying they don't have specific demographic data. The department did recently open a Southside testing site across the street from a prominent Burmese community association.
The other challenge that we are seeing is that we are not following the quarantine rules because of we don't understand the system, how it works.
This is Van Ook. He works in a federally funded health center on the south side.
So, for example, you know, if someone is supposed to be quarantined and they need to be seen the doctor, instead of calling the doctor office, they will show up in person.
People in the Burmese community say fear has kept some refugees from speaking up if they think they could be sick. Ook works closely with churches to help spread reliable information about COVID-19.
We need those people to give them the courage, you know, hey, it's okay to let your doctor or your pastor to let them know that you have a COVID-19 symptoms. That way, you know, we can help you.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.